Thank you.
All right, let's talk about if something fell off and broke. You would say,
Smashed.
The glass fell off the sink and
broke.
You might say, I didn't
break it.
But somebody else
has. Did do it.
All right, or has what? With in connection with broke.
Has broken it.
All right. What about, let's talk about drink. If I ask you how much you drink, you might say, a lot.
I drink a lot of water.
Then you might ask me, how much have you
drunk?
We sure blank a lot of water.
We sure drink a lot of water.
All right. When dinner is on the table and you're telling the family to sit down, what do you say to them? How do you call them to the...
Dinner's ready.
And you say, dinner's ready, come in what?
And be seated.
All right, what else? What else do you say besides be seated?
And let's have the blessing and then serve our plates.
All right. Would you say come and sit down?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about sit for a minute. When you're telling, somebody comes in the dining room and you ask him, won't you please what?
Have a seat.
So then he blanks and begins to eat.
He sits and starts to eat, begins to eat.
And no one else is standing, so they have all what?
Begun eating.
No,
all seated. They're all seated.
All seated. All right. If you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you say just what?
Just help yourself.
All right. Let's talk about help for just a minute. So the person goes ahead and he what?
Serves his own plate and starts eating.
All right. He serves him, but we sit in connection with help. How would you say
helps
that?
His plate.
All right. Since he had already blanked himself, I asked him to pass them over. Since he'd already what?
Since he'd already helped himself, please pass the food around.
All right. If you decide you don't want anything to eat, what do you say?
I'm not hungry. I don't want anything to eat.
What's a way of turning down a particular dish, you know? Like you don't want to eat the corn. How would you say that?
You wouldn't by any chance say I don't eat corn. I wouldn't.
All right.
I would say, oh, no, thank you. I don't care for any right now.
I don't care for any. Thank you. If the food has been cooked and served a second time, you would say it has been what? When food is cooked?
Warmed over.
All right. You put your food in your mouth and you begin to what?
Chew.
All right. What is a dish made out of a boiled Indian meal and some kind of liquid? You might use milk or water or salt in it.
Gruel.
All right. What's
a mush?
Gruel or mush. All right. What are these things, you know, that they're all like peas and beets and carrots? What do we call all of those things? You know, you say, I have a blank garden out in the backyard. I have a what kind of a garden?
Vegetable garden.
All right. What's the southern food that is served with sausage and eggs and it's made up of little ground corn and it's a white-looking dish?
Grits.
All right, what's another one?
Hominy.
Hominy. What is a starch? What is another starch it's a
rice?
Grain? Yeah, rice, right? What are some of the terms that you use, like for alcoholic beverages? You know that you don't buy them in a bar or a lounge, but you buy them. You know, if you were to buy them, you could go out in the hill country, say, and you would buy what kind?
Well, homemade whiskey.
What else do you call it?
They used to call it White Lightning, and now they call it corn liquor and...
any other?
Corn liquor and homebrew and...
That's about it. When something's cooking and it smells good to your nostrils, you might say, just blank that smell.
Smell that food.
Just smell that food, all right. What do you get when you crush cane and boil the juice you make?
Syrup.
All right, what's another thing, though? Syrup?
Juice.
Juice, what else? You know, that is real heavy and drips off of the trees.
Maple.
Maple what?
Maple,